Good morning, saints and faithful. I woke up this morning and the Lord hadn't appeared in glory yet, so we're going to bear another day, right? Understand, Peter had a birthday this week. Happy birthday, Peter. Your natural birthday, right? Too many. We all have two birthdays, right? We have a natural birthday and a spiritual birthday, right? And I don't know if I can tell you exactly when my spiritual birthday was, but I know I have two birthdays. Anyway, open your Bibles to the Gospel of John to get ready. I'm going to start with sort of a prayer, a part of a prayer by Jacob in Genesis 32:10. You don't have to turn there, but he says, "I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant." And it's amazing to me that I'm standing here even knowing the truth that has been given to me and to you. It's just beyond my imagination, beyond understanding. This is the year 2021, and I think when you watch television and listen to radio, it's really hard to find anyone who wants to speak the truth. All of our world leaders have these strategies, and they have these schemes and these plans and these things they want to do, and they lie about and scheme about everything they can. And we are so thirsty for some truth, aren't we? Someone to speak the truth. Even in religions, there's a lot of religions that are based on lies and deceit. And there's going to be false Christs out there. There have been and there will be. And maybe it's always been like that. Maybe the world's always been full of lies. But what is truth? And there's probably a lot of things going on we don't even want to know about. We don't know about. We don't want to know about that are going on. So there's so much of that going on in the world. So we battle in our own spirits daily against those temptations of our own. In Psalm 116:11 says, "I said in my haste, all men are liars." Perhaps you've seen, I know back in years ago, we used to have these three little monkeys sitting on a shelf, and they depicted, you know, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Well, I think the modern version of that would be see no truth, hear no truth, speak no truth. Jeremiah 9:5 says, "And they will deceive everyone his neighbor. They will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity." Does not seem true today. The topic of this study is not about lies or liars. It's about truth. And there's a reason that so many people tell lies and are deceitful and do iniquity. If you turn to John 18:37, we have Jesus before Pilate. Pilate said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest, I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Then Pilate saith to him, What is truth? Now, he was sort of in a court of law there, under trial. The Jews were lying about Jesus, weren't they, at that point? Have you ever been in a court of law? Have you ever been in a court trial? And people, witnesses and so forth, will stand up and say, you know, you solemnly swear this, to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Yes. Then they lie like crazy. Yeah. I didn't realize this until last week. My wife went to court, and we were discussing the proceedings and the attorneys, and I didn't realize the attorneys are never under oath to tell the truth. You ever notice that? Something new I learned. Well, John's gospel is truth for today, of course, and has much to say about truth. His gospel is the only one that records this question by Pilate: what is truth? Is truth more than just a word? Is truth defined whatever I believe is the truth, whatever you believe is the truth? Is that how we define truth? Well, what I believed over the years, we just talked about this, has changed so much. You know, the truth can't be always changing. Maybe we just discover more of it. I have recently inherited a seat on the board of directors from Peter Redman, Truth for Today. So that ministry contains the word truth, Truth for Today. And just the other day, I was working at home cleaning and painting some fence, and I listen to Charles Welch tapes in my ears as I'm doing these things. Whether I'm mowing the grass or whatever I'm doing, I've always got tapes in my ears listening. I'm trying to make best use of my time because I feel like I'm wasting time. And he said something that caught my attention. He said, truth is a holy thing. And I stopped. Whatever I was doing. What did he just say? Truth is a holy thing. Wow. That's one of those gems. That's like one of those 100-carat diamonds. I've never thought of truth in that context. Have you ever thought of truth in that context? Truth is a holy thing. Can I say it that way? Can I call it a thing? Truth is a holy thing. Truth is much more than just a word in any language. Of course, holy means sacred and pure. Is truth pure? Is the truth sacred like God himself? A sacred place or a thing is said to be holy. Is truth a sacred thing? When you tell a truth, have you done something holy? When you believe a truth, is that a holy act? Is anything done in truth done sacredly? Perhaps the word truth should be capitalized in the Bible. Why do I say that? What is the first verse that comes to your mind when you hear the word truth as a holy thing? What would be the first verse that comes to your mind? How many of you thought this one? John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. How can truth be holier than that? Jesus says, I am the truth. I am the truth. Psalm 31:5 says, Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. 1 Timothy 3:15 says, The living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. God is pure truth. How holy is that? Let's go back to John 1:1. If you want to flip back there. I think we know this, probably could say it by heart. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, if that Word is truth, in the beginning was the truth, and the truth was with God, and the truth was God. Jesus was God embodied in three words, and one of those words is the truth. John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Or some interpret that true grace. As we'll see later, the word true also means holy. John 5:33. We sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. Who is he bearing witness to? Jesus Christ. John 1:17, flipping back and forth here, John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now this is 1 John, don't have to flip there, but 1 John 5:6 says, this is he that came by the water and the blood, even Jesus Christ. Not only water, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Truth is a holy thing. John 14:17. By the way, when you look up the word truth or any variation of the word truth, like verily or truly, or I think you'll find it 460 some times in the Bible. So it is a pretty key word. 14:17 in John. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him not, but ye know with him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Skip down to John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Next page, John 16:13. Albeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. So we have God the Father is the truth. We have the Son, Jesus Christ, the Word, is the truth. And the Holy Spirit is the truth. So they all, each and together, are the truth. Truth is a key element to correct worship. John 4:23. John was talking to the woman at the well. And Jesus said, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I underline the words shall worship the Father and must worship him. Those seem to be kind of commanding. John 8:32. is one of my favorites. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from what? Free from everything. Free from religion. Free from the law. Nothing else can make us free except the truth. And you are free indeed. John 17:17. Sanctify them, this is Jesus praying to the Father. It's about a 3 or 4 chapter prayer, but John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So we are sanctified by truth. What does sanctify mean? It's Strong's 37, hagiazo, which means to make holy or to purify. So we are made holy by the truth. The truth is a holy thing. Truth is to be obeyed. I'll read you these from Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Galatians 5:7, ye did run well, who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? And in Romans 2:8, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But to them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also the Gentile, but glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Truth is holy. Truth is to be rightly divided. 2 Timothy 2:15, as we all know, study to show thyself to prove unto God a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth consists of what we call the Bible, consists of past truth, present truth, future truth, eternal truth. So that is why we emphasize today the present truth in rightly dividing the word of truth. So each dispensation of God has its own distinct truth. That is what we call dispensational truth. truth is to be acknowledged. For example, in Hebrews, their truth was a little different than our truth today. Hebrews 10:26 says, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and a fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries." I had a problem with that verse at one time. How can anybody be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth and not sin again? And be looking for judgment and fiery indignation. But what he was saying there is the knowledge of the truth is that Christ is the one and only Redeemer and Savior that's ever going to come. There's never going to be another one. Now, when I grew up in the Catholic Church, they had a way around that, because they sacrificed Jesus every time they did a Mass. And if you'd sin, you would go to confession and confess your sins to the priest, then you would do your penance, and then you would go to Mass and receive the Eucharist, and you would be in the state of grace again. If you died at that moment, you would go to heaven until you sinned again. Then you had to go back through the confession again and go back. So they had this continually re-offering of a sacrifice every time they said a Mass to get around this verse. Total opposition to the word of truth. In the post-Acts period, Paul said in Titus 1:1, "Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness." In godliness, the word for godliness means well worship or correct worship. It's Eusebia or something like that. I think of the guy whose name is Eusebius in church history, but Eusebia means well worship. The EU on the beginning of the word means well and worship. 1 Timothy 2:3 and 4. This is one of my favorite verses now. "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth." So now people get saved. That's great, but what next? What comes after salvation? Well, you come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, to us, that means the knowledge of the truth as Jesus Christ is risen, so he's Christ Jesus as the head of the body. That's not the same knowledge of the truth in Hebrews. It's different. It's that Christ Jesus is the head of the body. In 2 Timothy 3:7, Paul talks about those who are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth as Jesus as the head of the body. Truth is a holy thing. Holy truth is purity from iniquity. Holy truth is has an unholy enemy called iniquity. Iniquity is the original want of holiness. Lucifer was holy until iniquity was found in him. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. First Corinthians 13:6 says, "Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth." They're the opposite. Truth is a holy thing, holy truth against the unholy lie. Romans 1:18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold down or suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:25 says, "Who changed the truth of God into a lie?" Or who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. So the truth is opposite the lie. What are other things that are opposite the truth? We talked about iniquity, we talked about lies, unrighteousness, anything unholy, about deceit. We have a lot of that going on today. Guile. How about confusion? Anybody confused about COVID-19 and what that's all about? And the vaccines and all this? Confusion. False witness. False witness. How about fake news? Fake news. Went by a church the other day. It had one of those signs out front. Said, "No fake news here." I said, "Well, we'll talk about that." The apostasy against truth. 2 Timothy 2:25, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth." That's the only time the word repentance is used in the post-Acts epistles. Repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. The snare is like a net. So this is the devil's version of the fisherman and the net. Jesus called fishermen and net menders. So Satan has his snare, who are taken captive by him at his will. 2 Timothy 3:7, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." 2 Timothy 3:8, the next verse, "Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do those who resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. For the time will come, and they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears." Not the teachers, but the people having itchy ears. "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto myths," or fables. The word amen means what? So be it. I agree. It also means truth. Amen means truth. It comes from the Hebrew word Strong's 4543, amen, amen. It's spelled like amen, but it's pronounced amen. It means truth. The Lord Christ referred to himself as the Amen. Revelation 3:14. "And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. The truth was the beginning of creation. Truth existed before anything was created. Now, the word true can mean holy. And I have several verses here. I won't read them all, but John 1:9 talks about the true light, the holy light. True worshipers, the holy worshipers, the true vine, the true tabernacle. These things saith he that is holy and he that is true. That is Jesus saying to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, write. The faithful and true witness. And in Revelation 19:11, I saw heaven open and beheld a white horse. And he that sat upon the horse was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Truth will be cast down, according to Daniel 8, starting in verse 9. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great toward the south and toward the east and toward the pleasant land. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the hosts and of the stars to the ground, and it stamped on them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host. That would be God. And by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of the sanctuary was cast down, and an host or an army was giving him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. So this is talking about the beast casting truth to the ground. Because why? Because truth is a holy thing. Truth is something created beings cannot grasp or attain without regeneration and washing by the word of God. Only in Christ are we ever in truth. Only the seed of the woman has the ability to grasp the truth. The seed of Satan cannot grasp the truth. It cannot speak the truth. It cannot acknowledge truth because truth is a holy thing. Speaking the truth can be very costly. Maybe your friend in Albania will find that out. For some, it may cost their lives or their reputation or relationships. A confession is revealing the truth, changing maybe a lie into truth. Speaking the truth can be very rewarding. I've avoided many traffic tickets by telling the truth. Talking to the officer at the window, "Hi, officer, yeah, I was going a little too fast, wasn't I?" He just gave me a warning. Thank you, Lord. Speaking the truth makes a person feel good in their spirit. I mean, a lot of times you have an option. I'm either going to tell the truth here or I'm going to lie about it. But if I tell the truth, it may hurt me. It may be tough. I could lie and get my way out of it. But telling the truth really makes you feel good in your spirit that you did the right thing. Truth is a holy thing. According to His calling for us. The God of truth chose us. The truth redeemed us by His blood. And after we heard the word of truth, the good news of our salvation, the Holy Spirit of truth placed his seal upon us. Again, I'm reading Genesis 32:10. Lord, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. Amen.